over, please?
With the gavel banging, too?
I don't have any.
Y'all don't want me banging the gavel. I'll bang this table.
Yes, that one?
Yes, sir, at this point.
All I want to know is who bought the donuts.
I got power.
Quit rubbing it in.
Don't rub it in.
That's what I'm saying. He's been telling everybody that.
Coming to your house.
Come on.
On the record, Mr. Hayes.
Let's call the emergency meeting, Liberty County School Board, Friday, October 19th, 2018, to begin. We go over with prayer. Mr. Johnson's going to lead us with pledge, Mr. Blount.
Father, we love you today. We thank you for your keeping hand, God, through all this storm. God, we ask you to continue to bless Liberty County. Be with us, God, as we make decisions today for our school. God, we have the power of your spirit, God, to give us direction. God, we seek you first in everything we do. God, continue to be with us. Bless us today. Keep us. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Public comment. I think Mr. Chris would like to address the board.
Yes, sir. I don't want to take a lot of time. My name is Chris Newland. I work with the Small School District at Soul City. You get my briefing. I just want to come out to be here to listen. I've been in touch, as you have, with the region, county commissions, and school board members. We're all in a very similar situation. Cleanup, debris removal, telecommunication, everything that you got to deal with. The commissioner and chancellor is here. Sent a message out last night to the superintendents asking plans to be submitted Sunday evening for reopening. And, you know, they're very aware of the conditions that are. The thing that I would just underscore, safe and sound. There is an expectation that everyone move as quickly as possible. Everybody wants to move as quickly as possible, but safe and sound. We're here to help you. I'm standing aside. Patrick Bell, I've talked with him. John Salover, PAEC, is doing a great job. I've been working with Joy Frank on FEMA and protocols and procedures that sometimes will get you caught up into a spider web. We're looking at issues of reimbursement, making sure that happens quickly. And in the past, there are millions of dollars in arrears. I don't want to get into that because we're in that situation. And number two, impact on tax roll. Impact on tax roll as it relates to decreased tax roll, offsetting the impact in this fiscally constrained area. It will hit in 1920 when those tax bills go up. So you got that. So from a statewide rural standpoint, we're going to be looking very seriously to get the legislature to offset the impact of the tax roll. But that's down the road. That's down the road. And then the other issue is, how do we protect the operating revenues of school districts that lose students and school districts that gain students? Hopefully there will be a consideration, and I'm sure there will be, I hope there is, for keeping the operational budget as intact as possible so that you can retain your operating staff, that when you do reopen full scale, that'll be done. So we're here. Communicate with me. Many of you get my emails. All you got to do is reply to me on anything, and I'll help get your message to where it needs to be. But I'm going to stand down. If you need me, I'm here.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next, I think Mr. Patrick might want to say a word.
Just talking a little bit about what we've been working with Senator Munford Thursday. We were here Thursday morning. We tried to come on our own. We had a highway patrolman actually turned around in the ditch on I-10, had a highway patrolman bring us over. He's very aware of everything going on. By Friday, we realized that these insurance policies were very complicated, and the FEMA reimbursement system was going to be a little bit above our heads and our pay grade. Pat's working on all that. He got with Pat. I probably had 50 vendors, and some of them from Washington, that called me that they're the number one FEMA people in the country. I don't know these people. They don't know me. They're getting me off lobbyists. But I have a list of everybody. But I think Pat's handling all that, and I'm happy that Pat's handling all that. But if there's anything you guys need, we're here. I've gotten some truckloads working with Trent Tim Rubble. We've had some food brought over here. We've had some tarps we got over here. And so we're just trying to keep everything going. We're working with Verizon. There's been some real bad Verizon. They never did bring the cell towers. They told me a week ago on Friday they would get some emergency towers over here. They never brought them. Brad Drake is really on top of that and sent them a nice letter 2 days ago telling them that if they didn't get the busy, there would be a bill of session coming up on Verizon to get the cell phones during these emergencies. So I know that communication's been rough, but if y'all need me 24 hours a day, give me a call. Text me, call me, I'll be here.
Thank you, Mr. Booth.
Next is PAC. Mr. John, would you like to say something?
Sure. I'm going to defer to Pat here just a minute. Next Friday, there will be, I was over with Pat's yesterday, a FEMA workshop, kind of an introductory to what is the FEMA process. It'll be over at Bluntstown High School Auditorium. We're doing a region with Pat's. So I just want to make you aware that workshop will kind of introduce everybody to the process, what it looks like, and also, and then I'll turn it over to Pat here in a minute. We are going to be releasing an RFP for a FEMA specialist to work with the districts for the submission of and all of the paperwork, making sure it's done right. We have been told that you can hire on a 90-day temporary process. We're recommended by the gentleman that will be giving the workshop next Friday. Do it right, do an RFP, so we can get the process right, because the theme of the process is very, very important. So, Pat, I'll turn it over to you.
Excuse me, what time will that be on next Friday?
This is an invite going to superintendents. They can bring two people.
Okay.
I believe at 10 a.m.
Central?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, as soon as the storm was over, we hit the road, went to places that we could get to, and it looks like, you know, we got 10 districts in our risk management program that rank the damage between Calhoun and Jackson, number one, two, and Gulf County and Delivery. So you've got some damage to places and some water in the buildings and going doing things that we're working on. We got Belfour over there that's already been to Grand Ridge. I could get them first, and they've got all their equipment there and got some things dried out. The old gym at Steve's, some of you probably played basketball in there years ago, it's probably gone. It's amazing. Damage it did there, and the blocks just came in and the roof left the building, and we may be tearing it down. But there, I went over to Grand Ridge, they had like 40 something people there within a couple of days picking up, cleaning up, and they're coming to your place in Liberty County as we speak, and moving around and cleaning, and also Gulf County, they're in Gulf County also. So FEMA thing is a deal. We got to make sure that we do it right. If you don't do all your documentation, you don't get your money back. And insurance has its rules, even in your own homeowner's policy. You may have a $100 deductible with your homeowner or a $1,000 deductible. When a windstorm is named, it goes to 2% deductible. 2% is in your school system per location, per building. So you can see that.
Explain the 2%. It's 2% of the coverage per building, correct?
Yes. Whatever we have on this particular building right here is 2% as a deductible. And if the building number two over there is another building, 20% of that value too. That's your deductible. They're going to add up. So that's what you want to get back from FEMA plus some other things that you do that's not covered.
Quick question, Mr. Pat. If between now and the time that auditor or that forensic accountant is hired, and they're, for example, I see a contract for us for Belfort today, how do we ensure that we are doing how are we working together to make sure we're doing it right until that person's hired?
Well, the good answer there is Belfort is an expert now. So when they're working out there, everything they do, they'll itemize their bill per location, per building. Everything they do will be broken down. Their paperwork will really help you FEMA. Now, if you do it yourself, you'd have to do all the documentation. I know Sheila doesn't want to hear that if you're out there trying to do your own work, but they're
this is what they do. Right.
I can speak to that. My name is Jason Lunchan with Belfort. Very brief about our company. We are an American-based company. We're in Birmingham, Michigan. We operate in 34 countries around the world. We're a very large company with a very local focus. We've been we've known Pat and worked with Pat for many, many years. We were with Chancellor Phil McGuire, who is the college risk management, basically the same as Chancellor of K-12 schools. We're working with Chipola and also with Gulf Coast State. And so we're very familiar with the higher ed and also the K-12 world. The way we track our paperwork is we do it by building. We track all of our crews and our equipment and materials by building, and obviously by site, you know, obviously. And then we create that package, and we create a pivot table, if anybody can do this Excel. We create a pivot so you can drive into that information so you know where and what was performed. Nobody can sit there and say that we're FEMA ready, that any company is FEMA ready, but it is information that is able to be taken to be able to for the FEMA application, if that makes sense.
In the meantime, anything you're doing yourself, keep record documented.
By building just a helpful hint. If you've got facilities maintenance people or anything like that, and they're going around, I know it takes a little bit longer and everybody gets it. I just want to get it done, especially when it comes to debris removal and trees and stuff like that. If you have it on a building, just take just a minute. Just have your guys take pictures. Make sure those pictures are going to a common place, whether it's a Dropbox or it's a Google Drive. I know we've had some network issues, but those things should be coming back. I highly recommend that any work that y'all have done, or your facilities people have done, that all those photos, all that documentation, just tell them to burn a timeout for an hour. Write a diary down. And even if it's just kind of an estimation of, well, I spent an hour in this building, I spent 2 hours in this building on this day, they're going to remember better now than they are in 6 months from now when that FEMA, and then you're going to ask them, I don't know what I did. I was just doing things. And everybody has a great heart to want to do that. But fortunately, unfortunately, as a federal government, they want that very broken down information. So anything that was on a building, if they're taking trees off of a building or even in an area, document it. And I'll tell you, the FEMA actually requires what's called geolocating, which is actually the long and lat of every one of those trees that it took out. So maybe go to the stump and get that long and longitude and latitude. I'm dead serious.
They're doing that with the FEMA cleanup because they come and pick my pile up
and they
geolocate right where that pile was.
Yes, sir. They do.
Yeah. Does that include they should be keeping records on like their shelters, cleaning, like bathrooms?
And I can tell you this, you can't keep enough information. The worst thing is you got more information you need.
This is what causes delays because the auditors and the accountants, after the fact, FEMA used to push money out in advance, and then because of accounting issues, they began to claw back and got problems. Then they changed their requirements to documentation, and there's almost three steps you have to go through. So this is going to be a long one. And so when you talk to the governor, what we're asking the commissioners and school board members to say, help us move this reimbursement as fast as possible. So that's extremely important documentation.
One of the things that we asked from the consultants for a presentation next Friday is for some guidance on that. My message to them was, our districts want to know what they need to do today, now in terms of documentation. Like you said, between now and then that person comes on board.
Gotcha. I'm thinking about Kevin, like our mechanics and all working on buses and all that stuff right there.
Dan's Clay ringing the backhoe and changing the tank.
Yeah. All right. Anything and everything.
Talking to Mr. Pat, waiting on Belfort to come on. They can do it. I know we was in a hurry to take stuff out and cover stuff, but it's got to be documented or we're not going to get run right apart.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And it has to be by building where it was done. Please, I would send out an email countywide to everybody who's worked on any of these buildings and have them take 2 hours today and write it all down in the diary by building. What they did from the very beginning of storm prep to today, and have them keep that information moving forward.
Even those trees, didn't you have somebody come to the high school and get those trees? All that.
In your dream. Yes.
Folks worked at the shelters, how many hours you pulled at the shelters, I guess all those kind of things.
I don't get into that side of it, but all I can say is the more detail, the better.
Okay.
What about people working on infrastructure and that type of thing?
Everything. About moving her food service.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, everything.
Mr. Chris?
I'm not sure what the status of the commission is as it relates to this, but DOT has issued a notice that they will do debris removal on the roads, county roads, et cetera, at no cost in fiscally constrained counties. So, you know, I just haven't, I wish I had contacted the county, but whether or not the resolution from the county has gone in, and that may help you as it relates to trucks and moving and picking up debris. But they will go on state roads and county roads. And so as it relates to your plan to be submitted for reopening, if you've got roads that are blocked or this or that, I think it would be moved to refer to that, because that's going to delay kids getting back to school. I'm not pushing the date back, but there are legitimate reasons why you set dates when you do. So I'm just...
Chris, talk about the process to get those DOT notices.
Sir?
What is the process?
The process is that your local county commission has to send a resolution requesting participation in the debris removal program. The Department of Transportation will use the contracts that the county has for review or removal, so that there's no, you know, we're giving it to this guy or that guy. And it's very clear, they're going to use the contracts that the debris removal and monitoring of the vendors that you have, that the county has contracted with. The other thing, too, as far as your recovery plan, submittal of the recovery plan, I know that you're in contact with your local emergency management office, but you may want to ask, are there things that you think we might need to cite as issues that we need to put in the plan, so that when the expectation of the public is, hey, let's get everybody back in school, absolutely, that's, you know, nobody's arguing about that, but they're legitimate, safe, and sound. That is your mission, safe and sound. I don't want to reiterate it too much, but we only have this opportunity to talk to you.
As of right now, I talked with a FEMA contractor that picked, right across the street from my house, I'm on 65, but I put my debris on Chester Street, and my neighbor across the street had it on 65. He said, that won't be picked up by us. So here's what he said. He said, that's DOT, and that's what you're saying, that they need to put a request in DOT. But he said, typically what happens is after we make our first pass through here, DOT says, hey, why are y'all out there? And then they contract with them to pick it up.
Well, Franklin County, I've been in close contact with Franklin County. They have absolutely committed that road crews are going to come down county roads.
Yeah.
Because your residents are asking,
right,
how do I get rid of this stuff? Do I need to take it to the highway, or can I put it on the road?
Yeah.
And they're telling me that...
I've been telling them, put them on the side. If you got a side street, put it on the side street.
Make sure your local emergency management office is making it very clear to the vendor. You want, and get schedules.
Right.
You can probably get a schedule as to when. They're clearing Franklin County from the west side to the east, because that's where it's at. So
Mr. Lyon, would you like to say something, DOE?
Yes, thank you. I'm trying to purpose for being here this morning. First of all, I'll share with you the reason why the commissioner is not here this morning, because she's in Gulf County this morning after experiencing some back issues, as I shared with you. I wanted to make sure that I brought to Superintendent Summers the documents that's been posted online and been emailed out, because I know you do not have access to that. It's pertaining to FTE and a draft of those items that we addressed during Irma. Things such as homeless education, ESE, and all those things. I wanted to make sure I bring that document. But back to what Mr. Dooley said, he is so right, and we are in focus with that, and that's safety first. Ensure the safety of the students and the faculty staff as you enroll into school. And we're here to support you as we go through this process. And also the process about all other things is a process that requires by statute that we will be addressing with legislators and working together to ensure that it's not negatively impacting students and staff. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chad Smith from Liberty County Sheriff's Department, would you like to say something?
Well, I'd like to say that we're starting with
beginning the phase of scaling back some of the laws here. We may even be out of Tolbert by the time students come back to Tolbert. If not, there will be less number of EMS, fire, law enforcement there. And if it's possible to be able to utilize the gym and that parking on the right side of the gym where we have that mobile command, it could be moved. Absolutely, it could be moved. That big mobile command, though, broke down on the way here, and it had to be towed. So it's sitting there. We'll have to get it towed out. But Taylor County is also there with their mobile command unit. So I just like the board to take that under consideration, is that I can condense everybody down at least to the gym and that back parking area. We have now, today I talked to Kevin. We've been asked by EMS that is on the other side of the toll to shut that gate now because we have the Northport Police Department have left this morning, and they're not going to be back. EMS came over this morning and asked, can we get that gate shut? We told them, yeah, we can get the gate shut, because that's where they're parking over there. The showers they're utilizing are over there. So we can get all that moved. I'd just like for y'all to take that under consideration. For us to be able to utilize the gym up to the point that we're out, which may be before students come back to the toll.
If they stay there, Chet, what kind of time frame would we be looking at them staying in the gym?
I can't give you that, but I don't think it's not going to be that.
A week, no. 2 weeks?
It's short. Tops.
They're already pulling out services. The guards leaving or left.
The guards gone.
They're pulling out quick.
Okay. A lot of the highway patrol have been reassigned over to the EMS. But we do still have FDOE and all the state aid, a lot of the state agencies.
Yeah.
And we use that as a check-in point. The state does, so that anytime we have a shift change, all of us change shift at 6 a.m. We all have to go to the gym, and everybody signs in. And then when we leave, everybody has to go back to that gym and sign back out. And that's just for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want anybody lost if somebody's hurt. You know, the radios still don't work that well. So if you get down to the south end or somewhere in River Styx, you know, you may not be able to call out on these radios. So we're trying to keep accountability and make sure everybody's okay.
Good.
Anybody got any questions for me?
Just to brag on y'all and just amazed at the number of law enforcement that have showed up in Liberty County to help us.
I tell you, it's heartwarming to see all these guys come in here. Listen, and they came in here immediately. Ready.
I mean, they left comfortable homes and came up here. Yeah.
I had a conversation with all my guys this morning at shift change. We considered going back to a normal shift come Monday. I said, listen, guys, we have the opportunity, if you want to go back to eight-hour shifts, go home and get some rest, take a couple of days off. I said, we can stay on 12s, and we can continue working like we're working. And nobody said, we're going home, we're staying out here. So, that's my guys and girls.
Yes.
I throw that in there.
You better.
I told them last night, I said, listen, I call y'all guys when we do this change every day. I said, y'all are my guys, right? We're all together. I said, I know I got some girls, but you're one of the guys.
Right.
And they're okay with that.
Mr. Pat.
Yes, I failed to mention that you'll be seeing the big truck from Belfort Road there with all the people working on it, but Brian Johnson with PAC will be here next week with adjusters. He'll be moving around individually to each location, each building, measuring things, looking at things, trying to establish a damage to the building so we can get to our excess company. So look at this guy, a crowd of people coming with him, and we're working to establish the actual total value of the loss.
Kevin.
Also, Chad, I'm just talking about something else. We can change that code on that back gate and give it just to y'all, so some period of time, try to eliminate the people going in there.
Right.
And then once they leave, we can change it back.
Yeah.
Because they don't,
That's right.
Let's go and come.
Oh, no.
Well, you can go and come now because we don't have those two
officers.
Well, right, they're not sitting at the gates anymore.
And that's what they're trying to eliminate, people going in there.
Right, and that's what they're trying to do is eliminate people coming in there and messing things on their trucks. Belfour came to me this morning and asked, said, listen, we're going to have a lot of assets at the high school coming in. Millions of dollars worth of assets. Could we send somebody there, at least keep a normal patrol through there? And listen, you're going to be able to make it happen. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't matter. My guys will do it. So, and if anybody needs anything, we'll make it happen. One way or the other, we'll get it done. So if y'all need something from us, we'll let you know.
We appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.
Before we get started, I'm sorry, Chris.
And you made me think of this. It's absolutely essential that you push your needs into a mission statement at the local EM office so that DEM can track that. We've had some counties, because of lost communication, have not been responded to, but we've got to push anything you need into a mission statement through the local EM office up to the state. And the more you do that, the better understanding and documentation and defense when people's expectations are a little higher than the reality. That's,
yeah.
Before we get started, I'm going to just ask the principal. Would y'all like to say something? Okay. item number four, superintendent's report, monthly report.
Chaos.
Gotcha.
But you know, things are happening. They're kind of speeding up. We were so slow, and you know, you think back to the worst days. Didn't seem like we'd ever get anything done. All we got was bad news. We're looking at 2 or 3 months no power, and that since then has cleared up. And with the addition of the high school now with full power, Kevin, or?
Well, ROTC does not, because the transformers are not.
Right. Once it gets fixed.
Main building, yes.
So what makes me feel so good about that is this, you know, mold and mildew and all that kind of stuff, that we can get some ready. So now all three of our schools are up and running, power-wise, basically. Not right. Fully, but not most fully of it is. Uh-huh.
I forgot to mention this. I spoke to ITS, which is the tech company that does your internet, and I said, you know, when can they expect it? Seems like Liberty County was hit worse of all the counties that they serve, and they do think it'll be a couple weeks. Fiber's been cut. I think the last meeting they mentioned they're trying to reroute it to Tallahassee. But there's a lot of damage there.
Lynn, you got a question on that?
We did talk with Barry.
Yes,
and they're actually looking at rerouting from Tallahassee.
Yep.
So they said it would take about 5 to 6 days. That was probably 2 days ago to get a crew here.
Yeah, they've been working hard.
Yeah.
I'm real glad that Belfour's on our team now, and looking forward to working with y'all and all the expertise that y'all bring to us. But we are like Chris has said, also Patrick and others, we're working on that to put together a presentation. And I looked to talk to Bill Mumford this morning too. He's called me already.
Okay. Awesome. Next is going to be additions and corrections to the agenda. We're going to add one emergency item A. We're going to delete the presentation, delete 8D, delete 8Q, and delete 10A. Now, if I read over some of them, y'all forgive me. Anyway.
Gotcha.
Thank you, buddy. Next, we need a motion to approve the agenda with the emergency item.
Motion,
Mr. Petty. Need a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number 7. Need a motion to approve the minutes from August 14th, 2018. Have a motion.
Motion,
Mr. Reddick. And second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 8, consent items. A, I need a motion to approve the following principal reports for September 2018. Financial statement for July the 2018. Budget amendments, September 2018. And the bills and payroll for September 2018.
Motion.
I have a motion. Motion, Ms. Flower. Second, Mr. Petty.
Excuse me, do we have any budget amendments? Okay, thank you.
No budget amendments. Second, Mr. Flowers. I mean, motion, Mr. Flowers, second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number B, approve out-of-field teacher. Need a motion to approve the out-of-field teachers for the 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number C, need a motion to approve the ID grant for 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second, has been deleted. D has been deleted.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Next is number E. Need a motion to approve the Title I NDA grant for 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number F. Need a motion to approve the Title II Part A grant for the 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to approve the Title IV Student Support and Academic Enrichment Grant for the 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item number eight. Need a motion to approve the Title V grant for the 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is I. Need a motion to approve the Liberty County District Parent Involvement Plan for 2018-2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Reddick. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item J. Need a motion to approve the School Improvement Plan, SIPs, for W.R. Toller, K-8 School, Hosford Elementary and Junior High School, and Liberty County High School for 2018-2019. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And motion carries. K. Need a motion to approve the involvement plans for W.R. Toller K-8 School, Hofford Elementary, and Junior High School for 2018-2019 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item L. Need to approve the list of employees paid from federal grant from the 2018-2019 school. You have a motion?
Motion.
Who?
Reddick.
Reddick and Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item M. Need a motion to approve Liberty County School District bus and van to take students out of state. Was that one deleted?
Well, I can't remember.
That was Wednesday.
No Wednesday?
Well,
we need to approve, right?
Prove it, yeah.
Yeah, need to approve.
I mean, they did it, but.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they went or not.
But we need to approve it.
I didn't think they went.
Okay. Eric, they didn't go.
Okay, yeah. So delete it.
Right. Yeah, delete it.
Add that to deleted.
M's deleted?
Yes.
All right. M's deleted? Deleted?
My boy's going to be mad if they went and did that. Hey.
I don't even know what day it is, much less than they went.
Next is N. Need a motion to approve the 5-year work plan for the Liberty County School Board for 2018. Must be 19 because it got 18 again, so must be 18 and 19.
It's 19.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I thought I changed that.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty.
Second.
Mr. Reddick, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item O, need a motion to approve the personnel consent table for December 21. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, have a second.
Second, I'm sorry, second.
Second, Mr. Petty, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next number, item number P, need a motion to approve the personal consent table for October 9th, 2018. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Petty, have a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Q's been deleted. Going to board policies items. Number A, the motion requesting permission to advertise amendment to the policy 5330, use of medication. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second, Mr. Reddick. Oh, was that Petty?
That's you, right.
Any discussion?
Flowers, Reddick.
Yes, ma'am. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
By the way, we're going to have a lot of these upgrades on our policies through NEOLA that will be forthcoming in meetings ahead.
Next, 10A has been deleted. Thank you, Ms. Mary. Going to item B, need a motion to approve the settlement agreement and mutual release agreement between Liberty County School Board and
Synovus
Trust Company, the current trustee for the trust of Francis Maxwell Harold. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, need a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Reddick. Any discussion?
What we did, it was an all-day affair up there, meeting, that we come out of it with enough money to fund forever, I reckon, a scholarship for the valedictorian. And also, we gave it a little bit of flex. We were able to put that in there because we've only used it a couple of times in the last few years. Yeah. Our higher students don't go to Chipola or either got all their 2-year degree out of the way already. So we're just going to go down the list now till we find the highest one that wants to go. If the top two don't want to go, we'll go to the third one and never again waste that money. We'll always use it.
Mr. Maxwell did that for us back when he was principal. We had a couple went to FAMU.
Right.
And we called him.
But without that.
That was his wishes.
That was his wishes.
That honors him.
That's right. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And also with the University of Florida, we expanded that too. We've never sent anybody to the University of Florida, but there's a provision in there if they were a 4-H member that they get a full ride to the University of Florida. So we're going to be, we'll be talking, Eric, with y'all and with Donna about that to make sure we get that. So it's definitely improvement for us.
Mr. Dewey, I'll just have to read out loud the emergency item because it's not.
Yes, ma'am, because I'm looking for it.
Yeah, it's not on there.
We need a motion. Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
So that's
Synovus.
I know, but he.
Flowers and Reddick.
Okay, I have it.
We're just going to go to the emergency meeting, then we'll come back to board member concerns and all. We got that emergency item.
Item is to approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Belfour property restoration for the Florida Work Authorization Contract, and this is the original contract. We just need approval on it.
I have a motion on that.
Motion,
Mr. Reddick. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion?
How long is it going to take?
Good question.
He knew that was coming up. I'm just curious.
Are they here today? So they're working. Yeah, they're either in or out or working right now. One of the two. Yeah.
Good job.
To do what? I mean, that's the bigger question, Mike. I mean, because I believe there's some repairs that need to be done, and I don't believe we're under contract for that. So that part, I mean, we don't know. I mean,
well,
what adjusters and everything like that.
Are we doing that Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, I've got about 8 MKA is going to be our adjusters. You know, Jacksonville, I'm going to meet them Monday. The plan is to, if they get here in time Monday, we're going to go to Fort St. Joe Weevil, and then y'all would be in Tuesday. I'll bring them to Tuesday to try to do Calvin Liberty. And it's kind of one of those things, I don't know how long it's going to take. When I put them in a building, I don't know how long it's going to take. We had an adjuster here last week that came over Monday, I believe, and I carried him to every school from Jackson County to the governor. But he was just doing big assessments, you know. He didn't want to see the little stuff. He wanted to be able to have a plan to go back to MKA and say, look, at, you know, Liberty County, the agricultural fab, got to get in there, you know, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to come in and look at everything that's damaged, every little piece, so they're more micromanaged, so we can get a testament of the cost to do that. Once we do that, then I'm assuming.
Yeah, so I'll speak to that. And one of the other things, too, is like we're not doing anything here at this campus, but I mean, just when you walk up to the front of the building, there's definitely damage from the storm. MKA is a consultant for the adjuster. They'll look at those damages. They'll assess it, whether it's repair or, you know, if the tire roof needs to be replaced or whatever. They'll look at all those different things. And I don't want to speak out of turn, but
right.
But they'll look at even the ones that Belfour's not working on presently. They'll look at all your campuses, make sure that, you know, what the totality of damages are, and they'll create their assessment. And then from a repair perspective, we are a certified general contractor in the state, and we can work with y'all. We would discuss that at that time.
I'll be with Kevin to get in all of the buildings to have keys and access, and they can come in and look and see, because that's what they do. And then once, you know, they've done their assessment, it'll be, you know, want Belfour to contract it, or if you have local contractors that you want to help and, you know, do the community, that'll be y'all's decision on who fixes the stuff. It doesn't matter to us, we just want to get the damage done. And then also, go ahead.
Are there any repairs that prohibit opening?
That's what I was getting back to. You know, we called it the soft date the other day, but our teachers next Wednesday, and then the following Monday, students, 29th is what we're looking at.
Most are going to 29. I believe that's what Jackson decided to go. Jackson County as well decided to go with us to 29. So I think that's.
I don't think in Liberty, and maybe I don't think you have anything that's going to keep you from starting.
Wonderful.
So there's two phases to most jobs like this. There's the emergency phase, which is to temp it and temp in the roof, which means to make it waterproof, but you may have EDPM or something like TPO or something like that, a patch on your roof. Basically, it's going to make it watertight for, let's just say, 6 months or whatever the time would be. It's not a blue tarp. Dry it out, make sure the moisture's out of the building, clean it up if there's any debris or anything like that on the outside, and remove any affected building material. So if you've got some drywall, maybe do a 2-foot, we call it a skirt cut, but 2-foot or 4-foot flood cut. If that was the case, remove the affected materials. The work that we have been engaged in is to get it to that point where basically it's a stable environment. It doesn't mean that you're going to have maybe, and I don't know if we're taking out drywall in the high school or not, but it wouldn't be putting back those, that's the repair side. So look at it as two stages. So from a putting kids back in school, there may not be drywall at 2-foot, 4-foot in those areas that were affected, and it's not going to be aesthetically pleasing from the outside. There may be some patches, for lack of better terms, on the roof. So maybe some temporary things. It'll be safe. It'll be dry. It'll be able to be occupied, but it won't be. There may be some open studs. You know, I mean, does that make sense?
It's not a permanent fixture.
There's that, and then there's the repairs, which is MKA comes in. They've got consultants. We work on the same program. It's called Xactimate. It's the program. Everybody here who has damage to their homes, you get to know real quick what Xactimate is. You'll see these long reports to the hundreds of a square foot for drywall and roofing and everything. That you guys, everybody here will get a. If you had a damage to your house, you'd get an estimated exact thing.
Good deal.
But that's the other side of it. So to your question about when we'll be done, that other side, that's a big question mark.
I should have clarified that. Be done so we can get students back in there.
We'll be ready by the 29th.
29th.
Back in, okay. But not fully put back together.
They won't have to go into vocation.
Perfect.
But
Right.
Those kids. Biggest damage, we'll fence it off.
Yeah.
Roll it off, so still can't.
And Eric's taking steps now to reassign his kids where they'll be going, so.
Also, Culpepper called and said they willing to do anything, but they wanna start the new school Monday. So I'm trying to get those people out of there so they can start. We can get them to do other stuff, but then it'll pull them off of that as well. So we're much better off to use Belfort and let
Amen.
That's right. That's my opinion.
Right.
I was a little bit worried about that too.
Because Culpepper, I documented everything. They know what they're doing. They do it all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We want to be refunded. We need to let somebody do it.
Yes, right.
That's the reason I've been holding up on doing stuff because I sure didn't know.
Yeah. This is his job. I've been there. I know.
Have y'all obviously looked at the vocational wing at the high school? Yeah. I mean, and I've talked to a few people. My personal opinion is don't put no more money on that piece. Now, the ag shop, solid. That could be used down the road for maintenance or transportation and stuff. Kevin and I did a walkthrough earlier in the week. I mean, are y'all kind of in that same vein? And use that money
somewhere.
I'm sorry?
You can do that.
Is there, are you okay with that? So, and I'm not an adjuster, so let me just say that. I believe the building value is $1.6 million. It has significant roof damage. And again, I'm not an adjuster. Please, these guys know policy way better than I do. But if the repairs to the building, let's just say to put a roof on it and to dry it out and well, actually, they wouldn't, correct me if I'm wrong, but they wouldn't even pay for a drive that didn't occur, correct? That wouldn't be part of the estimated damages. So removing, replacing drywall, let's just say that the repairs that they estimate would be, let's just say, $500,000. Stop me if I'm misspeak at all. They would only pay those $500,000 less your deductible. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Yeah. So if your building value, so like you said, we'd rather use that money somewhere else. So say the building value is 1.66. Subtract, and I'm using Wagner.
Sure.
Let's just say it's $500,000, put a new roof on it, put new drywall, paint, whatever the case may be inside, do the interior repairs. Structure's okay. I don't know. The structure itself. They would only write you a check for 1.66 minus the 500 for the repairs, less the deductible. You got that 2% of 1.66. Okay? So you wouldn't get the entire sum's money. If I'm misspeaking in any way, please. So it's just a consideration to think
about. You get the actual cash
value.
Correct. So it's not the entire thing. So just keep that in mind. And also, as more rains and more things, if it's not temporary roofed in, if you don't have it as watertight, it's not dried and stable, you're going to start to get odors. You're going to have a safety issue out there. It's just something to keep in mind that it might be something to put into consideration as to temporary mitigating.
What about the salvage out of those buildings? I know there's computers in there, there's books.
That will go into your contents, so your contents portion of that. So if you have...
Not so much payment here, this might be more our question. Who's responsible for going in there and salvaging what's good?
Well, we can... Oh, sorry.
No,
we
can do that. I don't know who
we
does.
Do contents.
Yeah, I do that. Mr. Guthrie's already been getting teachers. I mean, we could...
If they're working and doing that, they need to.
My Clay's been out, Carol's been out several. But Trey's already working on all the buses.
Okay.
You know, got to document that.
Eric?
So I called those teachers in that vocational wing yesterday. I said, if you could go get your personal items out, it's your personal items. They're going to be getting their personal items out. That don't touch any of the contents of just yet, but I don't want any of your personal items to get ruined.
Right.
So they're going to grab just their personal items. Could they be documenting that?
When you say personal,
like it's something that they may have a picture of their kids.
I don't know that.
But they would need to document.
Yeah, computers,
losing,
Yeah.
Anything at school.
Yeah, school.
So that's that's my question. Who's doing that?
I've called them yesterday and said get your personal
okay.
But I haven't went any further because I told them.
And the reason I'm saying is right now we still got holes in the roof.
Yes, absolutely.
So we've been blessed not to have rain.
Yes.
But
Saturday's coming.
If we get another rain,
tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow?
So I told him Saturday, I said, we need this, your personal hours out by Saturday.
We'll do another walkthrough there, Kyle. Anything that is not damaged.
Came off of that, and all of our files were wet, and we did spend time getting the file cabinets and things out to try to minimize more damage to our files. We spent several hours yesterday.
So we document hours that it, or time that it took?
Anything that is under, and Brian or Pat, let me know if I'm, anything that the county owns, that is county's, falls underneath the policy. So if you have a cup that is Mr. Wiggins, who's the teacher, and it's his, it doesn't fall under that policy, if I'm not mistaken. That's not part of that. But if you've got a computer that's Liberty County property, that falls underneath the contents portion of the policy. So that would be a documented piece associated with the content portion of your policy.
And the other thing I'm concerned with, too, is if we ask teachers to go back in there, even on Wednesday, and that stuff. Still, you got health issues.
Yeah,
you got health concerns. It smells. It's terrible. I mean, obviously, there's nails. I mean, me and Kevin, we were dodging nails just from the.
But here's the way I look at it. For safety wise, they need to do it.
Well, yeah.
Now, if there's personal items there, they can walk and get it, but.
I'm concerned for that teacher that gets in there and. Yeah. I'm just concerned for the teachers that go in there or any students that go in there to help them before school starts. I know, but I'm just saying if they say, come help me, and you got some people in the community that want to help, and then all of a sudden they have some respiratory issues, and then say, y'all are responsible. It's bad.
Mess up, get destroyed. Paperwork needs to go before it rains, but the rest of it, Mr. Pat, can be replaced.
That's correct.
I wouldn't touch it. Other than paperwork, like ESC, they had to move theirs.
Yeah, but just a little bit of moving that.
Well, I know that I know where those files, those CUM records were, because we moved some of them.
You know, get with us, and we might just.
So who? Okay, and I'm forgive me. Who's covering it for tomorrow's rain? Who's covering those bills for tomorrow's rain? Or are we?
We're not covering.
Okay.
We've not been directed to.
Basically, we're writing off everything in there.
Yeah.
If we approve this contract and we decide we want Belfire,
we'll do it.
They'll cover.
We're gonna get it done before tomorrow's rain, but I mean, we get it.
Well, we're basically writing off everything that's in those buildings.
Computers.
It's not worth spending $500,000 on.
We're just trying to salvage records.
Okay.
It's not worth spending $500,000 on.
No,
I agree.
The ESC building, we're gonna tear it down anyhow. Why don't we spend?
Yeah. Well, and that was my concern is let's don't put money in something that we're going to tear down or we're not going to use.
Once Tuesday or Wednesday's over, we'll have a more idea, if I'm not wrong, of what we need to do.
Right.
Our adjusters on that particular building will take a while. So if you're trying to get some cash value for it, they're going to have to come in and register the building, top the bottle, and they got to know the square footage. I mean, the whole 9 yards. I think his concern with the Belfour is going to be the odors and the stuff that the building is going to come out of. Because it's right now you walk in there and knock you down.
Right.
The more rain you get, the worse it's going to get. So it's one of the things that I don't know.
We will have to set it up.
For instance, I already got a mower.
Or we can make sure. Think about it a minute.
Restore them. Buy some new runners.
School needs.
Probably if you get the contents out, books and stuff like that, you get the carpet out.
I'm good to go on every one thing.
You may not have that. You got ceiling tile, the whole.
Right.
The whole building's wet.
Every light fixture has got water. That's what I was saying. Don't even let. I can go with Ms. Guthrie if we need to get some stuff out of there.
Get it out.
And teachers that need records and rolls and stuff, we can get that out. But the rest of it is minor, really.
Yeah.
It's just make sure they have masks and all that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we can't do that.
They prepared to do that.
That's right.
Good deal. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item number 11, board member concerns.
Mr. Chairman, at the last meeting, we had the principal get up with our staff and see would they be able to come on that starting date. Anybody Did you get up with them? Everybody good to go?
We started that process yesterday. There was some consent from the district and the principals also, and any teacher that could not return was directed to call their principal and let them know. And I think, did any of y'all get calls that they could not return?
The one that I had told you about, she was just not.
Good.
So I've called almost every single teacher personally. I have a few more calls to make this morning, but everyone I've talked to will be here on 24.
Great.
How about total?
Steve?
Anyone that's not coming.
Good deal.
We got it out.
That's good.
Only got one.
Now, if they ain't had a bath in a week or two, just take another couple of days off.
Won't start yesterday.
They can come Lake Mystic.
They can come my house. I got power last night. They can take a bath in the house.
I'm going to have the bus drivers here as well, and I'm going to let them check their buses, and then I'm going to let them check their routes.
So that's great, Kevin.
There you go. On the bus.
Great idea.
Because they can't confuse their personal vehicles.
Yeah. So the those stop signs on buses.
Trey's already working on everything.
Got them.
Yes.
Everything's coming together. Thank the Lord.
I got a call last night from Walton County. They have available surplus computers. Surplus desks and chairs, so if that's anything you guys need, let me know. They're willing to send a truck over here. You didn't have specifics, but I think they got a lot of them because they just surplused them.
They got plenty of money.
Pallets.
Yes.
If that's something you need, just reach out to me. We'll make that happen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seminole has also contacted me and said anything you need, they will know.
Right. And I got a contact from NEFEC. And I'm sure y'all have too, that they were willing to help. It's coming from all directions for sure.
It's a blessing.
It is.
You better believe it. Rather have too much. I don't know.
Anybody else?
I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the community.
That's what I was going to say, Mr. Petty.
You know, at the end of the day, you can't make everybody happy. But I'd be darned, people have been very pleased, I think, with effort that everybody's put out. And we all have different opinions. God made us different, but that's everybody right. Has worked together as a team. We all got the same jersey on, and the community, you know, where's Chad? Chad's done gone. Oh, there's Chad. The law enforcement, it's amazing how people from other counties have come in, but I've got calls from other school board members, what do you need? And I'm just, you know, it's just been a blessing. And all of y'all have experienced that too. It kind of goes without saying, but people have blessed us, and we've done that for them in the past. We've loaded semis going out to the Keys and out to Houston and all that, and boy, they've returned the favor
big time
for us. But everybody west here, I was in Lynn Haven yesterday. Those maybe when we kind of get back rolling, get on our feet, they're still gonna need some help over there. So I know that we'll stuff that we have left over that we're not using and maybe not need, maybe we can help them and be a blessing to them. But
they said on TV this morning that parts of Bay County would be out of electricity for 2 months, and they're telling them to find other places to live.
I've already been I think we're going to have some students. I really do. I think we're going to see an influx of students.
Speaking of students, Daniel was here on Wednesday and he mentioned counseling sessions and all of that. Do we have any of that in place for these kids? Because these kids have experienced things that we haven't experienced in our lifetime. Oh, so
I've already activated our community action team. They're going to be there the first day students return. Contact your community action team member.
We're working on that. We have our current school health counselor, mental health counselors in place that will be working with teams at each school.
And that's a good question. I've talked to our pastors over here, so maybe the Hoster pastors can be here that first day, and then the Bristol pastors over there, wherever we're needed.
McCullough's also maybe offering. McCullough. Mm-hmm. They're more than happy to send.
That'd be great.
Whoever you guys need, kind of that second tier of support. So.
Yeah.
And I know you're thinking about your students, your teachers.
Staff as well, right. It'd be for everybody. Absolutely.
Put me in line first. And I'm not teasing.
I've got a question. Daniel also knows something about having three deputies at each school.
Get up with him, ask how he's going to do it.
Would that be a mission request?
What you need to do, I was thinking.
I mean, would we have some other officers from out of county that could help?
We get some back that have gone over to Gulf and Hague.
Maybe at least for the first few days?
Possibly.
We don't have local staff to do it.
We just don't have local staff.
I think at least for the first few days, a couple days, maybe.
To have what, additional?
Have additional, long, help out parking, traffic flow, security.
If it's available, you might, I don't know if any outside county people will still be here, Chad. If they are, that would be a good use of them if they're available. If it's just our bunch that's totally out of it, you know.
I love your staff.
Well, y'all do what you can and address that. It's a concern, obviously. Okay.
If we can't have three, if we can have two, we'll be fine with that.
So at the next board meeting, when y'all meet again, I will have an answer about how many we can bring in.
I can see, we can all see the benefit if we got them, if we got them.
Just to get through those first few days. I got one more thing, Mr. Hayes. I'm getting calls from the health aides asking about their.
Say, we decided to let them all.
About the time that they didn't work, you know.
We decided not to, they're still getting the money.
Well, they're hourly, that's all I know, I mean.
Yeah.
They're hourly people, like sub people.
But I'm saying that in the time that we've been off, they wouldn't get paid.
Yeah, I think they was.
I thought y'all voted.
We did, we mentioned the other line, I mean, the other evening. Yeah.
Yes.
We did.
We did.
Yes, sir.
We talked about that it was hard to keep them.
Yeah.
So we'll pay them.
We did.
I didn't know how we did that because they were hourly employees.
Right.
Do we give them 40 hours?
Yeah, I can't remember if it was Laura brought it up or who it was.
That staff, they are some of the most needed. I've had health aides in my classrooms helping me with students, and they're some of the lowest paid.
Right.
And I know that, I swear.
At the last meeting, I thought we needed to get out.
Yeah, we did the last meeting, yeah, we did.
Okay, I just need to get clarification.
Yeah, we did, yes.
Everybody getting paid.
Okay, got it.
The only concern I got is our next emergency meeting. Will everybody be in favor for Thursday?
I'm good for Thursday, Mr. Hayes.
I'm good. Really, we won't.
Can we do the day before? Well, the teachers come back Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that might be a good, Thursday may be good because we can get a report on how everybody has made it through that first day.
What time?
Second day.
What time?
You want to go ahead and do a, y'all want to do a morning meeting?
I say.
Morning.
8:00?
Time with me.
8:00?
I'll
be able to take a hot shower by then, I think.
What's that date, Ms. Mary?
Can we meet back over our way, Kevin? Will we have?
We should have power there.
Okay.
That'll be the 25th.
That'll be the 25th, guys.
That's Thursday.
We're going to say our boardroom.
My concern is, can we get back together before the teachers come back to make sure we've wrapped up all the loose ends?
That the bus routes have been looked at.
Well, that's going to be.
Why can't you pull?
That's going to be Wednesday, everybody comes back. They got questions about their room or bus routes and everything, then they can address them with us and maybe we can answer them
right.
Thursday.
Right.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about all the employees meet at a school somewhere, you know, or do you want to get bombarded with that big question?
Let them get in and settle down and find out what's going on and what their needs are.
Yeah, we can better address it.
And then.
If something comes up, we'll deal with it on Thursday.
Right, they can address it with their principal and then it can be brought to us and we can.
Well, let's tentatively set it for the boardroom. If there's a change, we'll get the word out to y'all first and then to the community.
Thursday at 8.
Boardroom.
8:00.
Our records spread out all over the place.
The boardroom does? Okay, well, we'll go ahead and change that then. Let's see.
Is our seats open then?
Huh?
No.
Our seats are open, but there is no space anywhere else. We left your areas closed.
But you'll
get
some.
Well, that means there won't be many people there.
I'm not sure where to say we'll meet. Can we have a site to be determined either today or Monday? We'll let everybody know.
8:00 Monday?
8:00 Monday? Thursday, 25th.
We'll let y'all know if possible today, if not Monday morning.
Okay.
Mr. Summer, number 12, got one more closing comment.
One thing that has nothing to do with the hurricane. This past week, the last surviving member of the class of 1935, Liberty County High School, passed away. She was 102. What an honor. And
and Ms. Iona Summers Eubanks was her name. And just prior to that, her sister, Ms. Joyce Hosford, passed away, and she was 90, Kyle, you know
five.
How?
Five.
Okay, so I'm praying that all the longevity kind of passes over to my side of the Summerses too. Yeah. We'll see about that. Many experiences like we've been through the last, and all y'all too, has aged just, I think, a year or two. But I did want to mention her as that last surviving class of 1930. A lot of things have gone on since 1935, but she was it. Okay.
Ball game this afternoon.
Yeah.
County playing Lighthouse. We need a win. 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Volleyball.
It's going to be worth it.
Tuesday.
Volleyball Tuesday at Chipley.
Yeah, Alpha pulled out. I talked to Jennifer after the last meeting. So Alpha pulled out. So Chipley will play Franklin at 5 o'clock our time in Chipley. And then the winner of that will turn around and play us. So we're in the playoffs. Just
got to buy there.
Alpha pulled off. We're at least guaranteed a but we're going to win the whole thing.
Right.
We may want to mention also, we had decided tentatively that the kids would be voluntary for the first couple of days.
Yes, we will be flexible on our.
Make sure that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of parents calling on that. I don't know if y'all have.
I've told the same thing. Okay. This is what I tell what I've told. I said, look, it's voluntary, but a lot can happen between now and the 29th. We're expecting services to get back online, you know, where people can get out. But there may be those remote areas where it's difficult. We've worked with them.
We'll probably have the highest attendance.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
All right.
I'd have put anything else.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion, Mr. Flower.
Second,
Mr. Red.
We just got a text message that Donnie Conyers is being taken for a possible stroke. So I think we need to.
Donnie's in my graduating class.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for this day. And Lord, we're just heavy hearted right now about Lord Donnie. And God, we know that he has served this county well as a deputy and as our sheriff. And Father, we don't know what's going on right now, but you do, and it hasn't caught you by surprise. So, God, we pray right now your hand of protection be upon Donnie and his wife and his family and his children, God. Lord, I pray for healing, and God, that you get him through this hurdle, Father. We want to thank you for getting us through this major storm, and Father, for all the recovery coming up. Father, we need your help, and God, we pray that you give us the great wisdom and discernment to make great decisions and to work together, and that's happened, Father. We thank you for the communities and other counties and the other states, Father, that have come and assisted us, Lord, leaving their families, leaving the comfort of their homes to come help Liberty County and Bay County and Calhoun County and all of our neighbors, God. We pray for, Lord, continued help and healing. Lord, be with all of our students. They've been impacted in a major way, and our staff, Father, and I pray that when they come back, Father, as we try to get back to some normalcy, Father, that, Lord, we'd have the support in place, God, to help them get through this, Father, as they've been affected just as we have. So, God, we just thank you for your love and mercy in our lives, and give us, Lord, everything that we need. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, dude, good job. Hey,